Welcome back to the Moms Do Business Different podcast. I'm your host, Kay Hillman, believer, wife, mama, and creator of the Shmoney Mama Gang. Myself and my team support mamas who are service providers and coaches in creating strategies that make buyers say, take my shmoney, and create companies that bring in high cash months doing the bare minimum. Join me for conversations on money, business growth, sales, productivity, and the mindset of being a mom who does business different. Mama, are you ready for the vibe? Listen up and let's get this shmoney.
Hey boo, hey, happy Tuesday or whatever day you're listening to this on. I am whispering because I'm back in the bed with the kids, but it's okay. I wanted to do a quick intro to this episode. So this is another Instagram live replay and it's really good. I talked about why creating content consistently is a non-negotiable. I did an episode a while back where I talked about, you know, if there was nothing else that I did in my business, like what was the non-negotiable? It was, my visibility and my lead generation. And one thing I feel like I didn't mention in that episode that I feel like this is gonna kind of bring it all back full circle. I didn't mention that creating some sort of content is the non-negotiable. I don't run ads currently in my business. I have run ads. I've run ads for my photography business, but I've never run ads for, wait, let me make sure I'm not lying. I think, as far as I can consciously think right now, I don't believe that I've run ads for this business. And probably if I did, it clearly wasn't significant enough for me to remember. But I'm saying all this to say, in order to be consistent in being visible or lead generation, we have to do something, right? So, you know, obviously there are strategies that you can do for lead generation where you don't have to create content, but honestly, creating content is probably one of the easiest ways to do it. And it's also one of the ways that if you're a little bit more shy about initiating conversations, then creating content is gonna be your best friend. I'm a huge advocate of creating some sort of content. I'm not one of those girlies that's like, you don't have to post or like, let's, you know, do all these other things. Like, I'm not that girl, right? I do what works and I do what works quickly. And so for me, creating content is one of the action items in order for me to hit the objective of consistently being visible and consistently generating leads. So in this live replay, basically I'm just talking about why creating content is a non-negotiable. And really I talk about the power of consistent content creation, because the truth of the matter is that a lot of times we experience slow seasons, and in those slow seasons, it's so important that we don't take our foot up off the gas, right? Like, I'm always talking about momentum, or I've been talking a lot about momentum. And one big thing that I see happen a lot is that when there's a slow season, when people aren't buying our offers, when people aren't engaging with us, we slow up on our content, right? We stop posting. And a lot of times when I think about it, we stop posting because we're embarrassed, right? Or we stop posting because we feel defeated about what we're experiencing in our business, which is people not inquiring, people not engaging or whatever. But it's in those moments that we really should push through. And that is what this live is all about. So hope you enjoy this episode and I will see you in the next one.
All right. Hey, boo. Hey, happy Thursday or whatever day you're listening to this on. Okay, so today we're going to dive into a topic that I know a lot of us can relate to in one way or another. I got my pajama pants on. We're vibing. But it is navigating the slow periods of business, the slow seasons of business, whatever that may look like. So it can look like a lack of sales. It can look like a lack of engagement, right? People aren't responding to your content. People aren't having conversations with you, right? You're not really generating the leads that you're used to. Or it could just be like you're just getting started in your business with your marketing strategy. Or, and there are like so many different things that it could be. Or it could be like maybe you have been marketing and selling, but you took a break for whatever reason, right? So a lot of us moms, we go on maternity leave, or you know, we just take the summer off or whatever, right? And so sometimes we feel like we're going through a slow season. And it's okay, right? Like, it's okay. We've all been there. We've all experienced this. And so real quick, I just wanted to hop on live and talk about showing up when things are slow. I'm looking over here because, you know, notes and all. But I want to talk about how to show up or showing up when things are slow and the power of being consistent, because consistency really is a underrated strategy that I have learned over the years, and I've learned after serving so many clients that is the key to getting to where you want to go, right? To reaching the heights that you want to reach, to having the success you want to have, to having the community that you want to have, or to just really live the life you want. We have to be consistent, right? In all areas, right? It's not just about in business. It's in anything that we do. Your prayer life, you have to be consistent, right? In reading the Bible, you have to be consistent. In your health and wellness, right? You have to be consistent. So it's not something that's just unique to being in business, but I feel like sometimes we kind of forget about this strategy as something that's super powerful. And I want to talk about, especially when things are slow, right? Like when the money just is not hitting right now, or when you're putting out content, right? This is so frustrating. I mean, everybody experiences, like, you put out content and people aren't biting, people aren't responding, people aren't, you know, hopping up, you know, saying, oh, you know, I'm in, like, I want your offer, or this piece of content was so good. They're not sharing it with their friends, right? Or maybe it could be like your podcast, right? Like, just recently, and I'm going to share this in a podcast episode coming up, but just recently I experienced like my podcast downloads going down. And this kind of goes into my second point that I'll talk about, but I noticed that my podcast downloads were going down, like the people that were downloading it. And I was just like, so in my head, and I felt like, man, am I going through a slow season? Like, am I going through a slump in my business, right? Or in the content piece that I was making, which was the podcast. And we're going to talk about that shortly. So the first thing that I want to say about this, and like about showing up and the power of consistency, even when you're in a slow season, whether it's slow sales, slow engagement, whatever it is, you first need to, and this is probably the hardest part, you have to embrace the slow season. Now, this is not easy for us millennials, right? Like, we were taught and it was drilled into our heads that we always have to be going. We always have to be going to the next milestone. We always need to be trying to get ahead. We always need to be working and work harder and all those things, right? So it is very hard for a lot of us millennials, and especially a lot of us millennial moms, to embrace a slow season, because in our heads, we equate a slow season with being unproductive. To not reaching our goals, right? Like, we don't equate it to anything positive. And that's why I want to encourage you, first and foremost, you have to embrace the slow season that you're in. And like I said, it's natural to feel frustrated or disappointed or discouraged when you are in the middle of that slow season, right? But I want you to know that things can quickly shift, right? Like, if you just embrace this season, you never know when things are going to shift for you. And I know that that's kind of hard to hear, or it's hard to like kind of, you know, make sticky in your brain, because you're like, I want things to be predictable. I want to know that if I do this, this, and this, I'm going to get this outcome. But when you're in a slow season, when you're in a season where, you know, things aren't necessarily going the way you thought they were going to go, you have to give yourself and your business some grace and space. It's almost like when you are on a weight loss journey. I hate to use this example, but like sometimes you're on a weight loss journey and you get to a point where you lose all this weight and then you plateau, right? You get to this stage in your journey where you're not losing anything, right? Like, you're not losing any weight. You just kind of stay here at this one spot. If you stop working out though, you're gonna lose all the progress that you made previously. So it's the same thing with your business. Just because you might be in a plateau or in a slow season, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't continue to show up, right? And so this is why we have to really embrace the slow season. And what I wanna encourage you to do is, instead of dwelling on the negatives, right? People aren't engaging in my content. I'm not making the sales that I want. I'm not getting the leads that I thought I was gonna get. Instead of focusing on those things, I want you to focus on these two questions. And I'm gonna just read them from here, because these are questions that I ask people and I have it written down. So the two questions I want you to ask is, what can I learn from this season? What can you learn in the slow season? And I promise you, there are so many things to learn in the slow season, but a lot of times we don't realize what the lesson was until like we have some hindsight, right? But I want you to encourage you to reflect in the moment. Really reflect in that moment, in that slow season. Reflect on, what can you learn, right? What are you learning in this season? What is happening right now that you need to learn, right? So that's thing number one. And then thing number two, how can I improve my strategies, right? Because sometimes we're in a slow season, not because of any external reason, but literally because we don't have the proper strategies. We don't have the proper focus. Our messaging might be off, right? There are different things that could be going on that can cause you to then experience, you know, a lack of sales or slower sales. It can cause you to experience, you know, feeling like it takes so much momentum for people to engage in your content again or whatever that may be. So ask yourself those two questions. And truthfully, at the end of the day gotta end. But no, for real, like at the end of the day, you have to remember that it's important to show up anyway. Like regardless of what's going on, you have to show up because this is a business, right? Like you are running a company, and you, like, it's so easy to lose momentum when you stop being consistent, right? Like the quickest way to lose momentum and to continue to stay in a slow season is to stop doing the necessary things, right? To stop being consistent, stop showing up, to stop doing the work required, right? That's the quickest way to find yourself in a position where you're not experiencing or having any sort of growth, and you continue on this downward spiral that doesn't really do you any favors, right? So thing number one is, you know, embrace the slow season. The last thing that I want to say about this is that for those of you who are new in business, like maybe you're in your first couple of years of business, I want you to know that it is important to do your time, right? If you're in those earlier stages of business, you have to put in the reps, you have to put in, you know, the effort, and you have to be consistent for an extended period of time so that you can build that trust and authority with your potential buyers, with your future community, right? And that's not gonna happen if you just stop showing up because people aren't commenting and liking or buying your stuff, right? Right now, there's this stat that says, I believe people have to see your offer or see your content, they have to be exposed to you at least 40 times, right? That's a lot of content. That's a lot of selling just to convert one person, right? Or just to get one person to be like, I trust her. Like, you know, whatever the situation might be, right? So I want to just encourage you, if you're less than 2 years into the game, really just give yourself a little bit more grace and say, you know what? I gotta do my time. I gotta do my reps. I gotta stay consistent for a little while longer, okay? So that's thing number one. Thing number two is, and since we're kind of talking about consistency anyway, thing number two is that I used to like really cringe when people would say like be consistent or consistency is key and all that kind of stuff, but that's the truth. And I kind of talked about this a little bit earlier, but it's the truth. Like being consistent beats skill. Like it really, I hate to say that, but being consistent beats skill and it beats talent. There are a lot of people out here that are not talented. Let me not say they're not talented. It's not that they're not talented. It's just that they're not the best at what they do, right? They don't create the best art. They're not the best coach. They don't have the best offers or the best programs, but they are consistent, right? Consistency at the end of the day will always outdo and outperform the actual talent, the actual offer or anything, right? The actual coach, whatever the situation may be, consistency is always gonna win. And while in one, you know, kind of thought, it does suck, right? It sucks that there are people out there that like, they have half your talent, but they're so much further along. Like on one note, that kind of sucks, but also that just lets you know that you are needed, right? You are needed. Okay, there are people out there that really need what you have to offer, whether it's coaching, whether it's your services, it doesn't matter what it is. People need what you have to offer because you're a person of integrity, right? You have integrity, you know what you're doing, you're qualified to help people in whatever capacity you're helping them in. And that's why you have to show up, right? That's why you need to be consistent, even in your slow seasons. And by doing this, that allows you to build that brand awareness and brand recognition. It allows you to build trust. And it also allows you to just put yourself in a position where over time, people always tell on themselves. And this is something I've been talking about a lot. People tell on themselves, like people show their true colors, right? So yeah, someone may be consistent and, you know, they may be consistent, but if they don't have proof or if they're not getting people results, soon it's going to catch up to them, right? Or catch up with them. And that's not gonna be you, right? That's not your story. Your story is, I am a person of integrity. What I'm building and what I am creating and how I serve people, it really is something that's of value. So that's why you need to show up and be consistent. That's why you need to show up and talk about your offers. Talk about how you can serve people. Talk about how you can support people because they need you, right? Like they need you. There are people that are waiting specifically for someone like you to rise up and say, this is what I can do and here's the proof, right? These are my years of experience. These are the clients that I've served, right? It doesn't even have to be years of experience. It could just be like, look at the clients that I've served. Look at the things that I've actually done. and you have the proof and you have the receipts and you're transparent and you're open, you're honest about that, right? That's what consistency gets you. So it allows you, like, you have a stronger brand, right? You're like, you're gonna have a stronger brand, a stronger presence, and way more authority because you are speaking on what you actually know. Like, there's plenty of people out here that don't even speak on things that they know about. And it's like, make it make sense. Like, what are we doing here? So being consistent, like that, like that's the important piece about being consistent. And even though it's sometimes it still makes me cringe, like when someone says like be consistent, or you know, consistency is key, like it still kind of makes me cringe, but it's also like it's the truth, right? The most consistent person really does win. But you have a edge, right? You, if you're listening to this, if you're watching this, you have an edge, and your upper edge, or your the edge that you have on other people, is that not only are you going to be consistent and show up for your people, but you're also really freaking good at what you do, right? Like, you're a really good coach, you're a really great service provider, right? Like, you're really good at what it is that you do. So what do you do, or what do you post when you're not seeing results, right? That's thing number three we're gonna talk about. What do you do, or what do you post when you're not seeing results, when you're not seeing the engagement, when you're not having people DM you asking to work together, or you know, you don't have people saying like I want the link or whatever, like you're not experiencing that. This is why I am a huge advocate of having a content ecosystem. So I've talked about this in podcast episodes. I've talked about this. I think I talked about this in yesterday's live. But, and I know I have a podcast episode like at length talking about a content ecosystem and my content strategy, like why I say you should be on multiple platforms. But it's so important that you are on multiple platforms and that you try different and new formats if you're going through a slow season or a slump, right? Or if you are, you know, just not seeing the results that you want, this is why you want to diversify your content, because it gives you more opportunities. But more importantly, what do you have to lose? Like, really, what do you have to lose? When you're in a slow season, what do you actually have to lose? There's nothing to lose. If things are already slow, like, it doesn't really matter, right? Like, now you can just test things. You can just have fun. You can just, you know, I don't want to say throw spaghetti at the wall, but for lack of better words, you can throw spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks, right? To see what pops, to see what resonates. This will allow you to fix your messaging or fix your style of how you communicate what it is that you do. So you can use this time to just try things that are out of the box. Maybe you don't share behind the scenes. You can share behind the scenes. Maybe you can share client testimonials. Like, if you're not sharing client testimonials, which, funny story, when I launched Shmoney Mama, which is my membership, I launched it with like a very quick and dirty sales page. Like, it literally was just a checkout page. And when I did that, I had a couple of people who were like, or who had, I had asked them like, you know, why didn't you join or whatever? And they said, because I had no reviews or testimonials of it. And I was like, wow, like, I never thought that that could be a barrier to people working with me, but it is, right? And so when you're experiencing a slump, try everything. Like, just go balls to the walls and be like, okay, I'm just going to try different things out. That may mean adding in testimonials. That may mean, you know, doing podcast interviews where you interview past clients. That could be writing blog posts where you do case studies, right? That could be, I don't know, going live on Instagram and going live with a client and interviewing them on your experience, right? So try these things out. You never know what's going to be the thing that lands, the thing that pops. And now all of a sudden you've built that, or you have the momentum you need again, right? Like, you've jump-started things to the point, and you've been consistent enough that you're tipping yourself over the edge. And now you're back on fire, right? Now you're selling your offers. Now you are, you know, getting the engagement that you need on social media so that you can have conversations that move people along the customer journey and ultimately sign the client, right? So just try things, right? Tweak your messaging. Like, this is a great time for you to just have fun in your content and in your messaging and just tweak how you're saying things. Ask your existing clients and be like, you know, does this make sense to you, right? Or just ask them why they hired you, right? Sometimes I find that we use a lot of industry language, like industry jargon. So, you know, maybe you're a social media manager and you're talking about, you know, analytics and instead of saying analytics, you might call them like metrics, right? But people might not understand what that actually means, right? So you think that you're doing this great thing in your content, or that you're explaining this thing, but people truly don't know what you're saying. They don't understand you. And so when you're in this season, it's great for you to just try something, like, just try different messaging and see how it lands. Try talking to more people, whether it's a potential client or if it's just people you've already worked with. Talk to them and hear it in their own words and in their own language on what they're saying their problems are, or what their problems were, and how you've helped them. And then now in this season, you can just post things And like I said, it's almost like throwing spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks, but you're just posting things to figure out what is going to land with your audience and with your community right now. And then, and speaking of this piece, and this is gonna be my last thing, when it comes to rebuilding your momentum and being consistent and creating your content, one thing that's gonna be really important is that you continue to engage your community and that you're really intentional about engaging your audience in whatever capacity that may be. Because the truth is that community is probably one of the most important things that you can have as a business owner, right? Like your community, that's where your money is, right? And when you engage them, when you support them, when you pour into them, when you nurture them, you will see the fruit of that labor, right? In the long term, you will see the fruit of that labor. And so what I encourage is, you know, if you're in the slow season, if you get a comment, respond. And don't respond with just like a thumbs up or something. Like respond with like a paragraph and ask them a question. And I know that sounds kind of crazy sometimes, but like give people the level of engagement you want them to give you. A lot of times we engage with people and it's so surface level, it's so superficial, and it's no wonder why they don't come back later and continue to comment on your content, right? It's no wonder why they don't come back and comment on your Instagram stories and end up in your DMs and now you're having a sales conversation, right? It's because you're like super lukewarm, like you're kind of standoffish. It almost feels like you're low-key a mean girl. And I know a lot of us don't intend to come off that way, but it can come off that way when you're not genuinely engaging your community. And I'm not saying that everybody needs a paragraph long, you know, message or a paragraph long comment or anything, but like, let's just be a little bit more thoughtful and actually engaging when people respond to our content, right? When people engage in our stuff. And this is a great thing that you can do while you're in a slow season, while you are kind of feeling like you're in a slump or like people aren't engaging or you're not selling well. Those people that do engage with you, like pour into them like nobody's business. Yes, make them feel welcome. And this is actually, so like just to kind of tie this up, this kind of leads into something that happened yesterday inside of my Shmoney Mama membership. One of the moms, she has had some things go on where she kind of felt like she was in a slow season. She kind of had to take a little step back in her business and just in her marketing. But, you know, she was like, you know, I'm still doing small things like my stories or whatever like that. And so she started implementing my content that is inside of the action plan. And then yesterday was Wednesday. So I think she had been posting all of like 3 days. And she was like, you know, I've been engaging with people from the leads list because I have like a leads training in there. I have a bunch of different little trainings in there that are really helpful. And she was like, yeah. And like, it's been 3 days and I have 5 new leads. And she's like, you know, I'm talking to them. Like, I'm pretty sure by Friday, it's Thursday. So probably by tomorrow or at best Monday, she's going to sign at least 1 or 2 of them. And it's just like, that just goes to show the power of showing up and being consistent, even when you feel like you're in a slow season. Because for her, she felt like her business was hitting a slump. It was hitting a slow season. But it's like, if you're consistent, if you engage your people, if you show up anyway, if you post content, even if you're not quite sure it's going to land or you don't know how it's going to land, that's okay, right? As business owners, the job of our content is not to go viral. The job of our content is to convert. So it can convert into, you know, someone liking and commenting and sharing. It can convert into someone getting in your DMs and having a conversation, to joining your email list. Like, it's, conversions can happen in so many ways, but a lot of times we miss those things because we're so focused on, oh, you know, people aren't buying my offer. And it's like, okay, you have to get them to that point and it takes some time. So that was pretty much everything that I wanted to say today. And just to kind of sum this all up into a little bow, even when things are slow, show up anyway, right? The people that survive entrepreneurship, the people that grow to 6 and multiple 6 figures and 7 figures, right? Like, these people, the reason why they are where they are is because they consistently show up. Even when things felt hard, even when things felt like, oh, you know, I'm not seeing the momentum I want or whatever, they still showed up anyway. And they tried new things. They tested things out. They just played around until something stuck. And I know that a lot of people speak kind of negatively about that whole throw spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks. But sometimes that's actually a very viable strategy. I don't know why people like really, you know, just down talk it so much. At the beginning, and when you're going through slow seasons, it can actually work, right? It can actually be beneficial for you. So show up for you and show up for them. Exactly. There we go. Okay, that just summed it up all the way. So that's it for this one. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. And until next time, I'll talk to you later, darling.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I know you loved it, so go ahead and leave a 5-star review. Make sure to share this episode and tag me at Moms Do Business Different and at Mrs. K. Hillman so Ayantha knows it's real. May you walk in your purpose and calling every single day to steward the life and business that God has called you to. Until next time, let's get this money.